My name is Matt Friedman, and I'm with the Utility Reform Network, TURN. TURN is a ratepayer advocacy group here in California representing the interests of small consumers of electricity, telecommunications, and water services. And we've been active on these issues for over 30 years. California is at a pivotal juncture in its quest to harness renewable resources to power our economy and to provide consumers with affordable and stable alternatives to fossil fuels. The current Renewables Portfolio Standard program has led to an explosion in green business opportunities and a rush to develop wind, solar, geothermal, and biomass projects across the state. In the coming years, thousands of megawatts of new renewable power will become operational under this program. These projects sell their electricity to California consumers at fixed prices and provide an insurance policy against constant fluctuations in fossil fuel prices and supply, and help provide a hedge against market manipulation like we saw during the energy crisis of 2000 and 2001. Under existing law, the state may not require the utilities to increase their renewable portfolios beyond the 20% target. New legislation is absolutely necessary to ensure that all electricity providers can be required to go beyond the 20% and to achieve a 33% renewable goal by 2020. The bills enacted late Friday night by the legislature, SB 14 and AB 64, these were the product of extensive negotiations and discussions and hard work by consumer and environmental advocates, utilities, renewable generating companies, and organized labor. They represent a balanced package of consumer protections containing clear directives to utilities and to the Public Utilities Commission, the lead agency. They offer reasonable flexibility in meeting the targets, have strict eligibility definitions, and focus on ensuring that future renewable resources will provide clean energy and real benefits to California. TURN supports these bills and the careful approach that is embodied therein. And I want to acknowledge the tireless efforts of Senator Steinberg, Senator Padilla, Senator Simidian, the Assembly Speaker, and Assembly Members Krikorian and Fuentes, and all of the staff members who worked very hard on these bills. The governor has repeatedly articulated his support for a 33% renewable energy goal, and he has endorsed the expansion of this current program. He's spoken about the importance of putting California at the forefront of the green jobs revolution. We share these objectives, but his recent threats to veto these bills raises real doubts about whether he's more interested in colorful slogans than meaningful actions. His threats are astounding and perplexing, and his proposed alternative, yet another executive order, falls far short of the bold leadership needed at this time. The alternative floated by the governor is unworkable, unwise, and dangerous. It would throw the future of California's renewable energy goals into doubt. Signing an executive order does not overturn existing law. It will not provide comfort to developers considering whether to make long-term investments in California. And it leaves hundreds of important details to be determined by the Air Resources Board, an understaffed and overburdened agency lacking the experience or the expertise to regulate the complicated nuances of buying and selling renewable energy. Renewable energy companies will only invest in California if the state demonstrates a long-term commitment through stable and consistent policies. An executive order does not provide any lasting assurances because it could be overturned by a future governor, invalidated by a court challenge, or rendered completely meaningless by the implementing agency. Rather than providing clarity, this path would only create confusion and uncertainty and almost certainly promote wasteful litigation. In contrast to SB 14 and AB 64, the governor supports allowing utilities to engage in sham transactions in which existing coal-fired electricity throughout the West can be imported into California and claimed as renewable. In contrast to SB 14 and AB 64, the governor offers no real consumer protections to limit rate increases. In contrast to AB 64 and SB 14, the governor supports relocating clean energy investments, jobs, tax revenues, and environmental benefits from California to other parts of the West and even to Canada. Without a primary focus on in-state resource development, the future of this initiative may amount to nothing more than a transfer of money from California consumers to out-of-state generating companies in exchange for a piece of paper and a lump of coal. The alternative that the governor has suggested does not represent real progress. It will not benefit consumers. Rather than taking this hasty and ill-considered step, the governor should reconsider his threats, and he should sign SB 14 and AB 64. He should keep the interests of California at the forefront of his decision-making, and he should avoid making a mistake that could set back the clean energy agenda by years and forever tarnish his environmental and energy legacy.